Chapter 6. Severe Acne. There are at least four types of acne that are recognized by many dermatologists and others in the medical field as severe regarding both the type of lesions that it produces on the body and long-term effects it can have for the sufferer, including scarring. This extreme acne affects more than just the body. It can affect every aspect of a person's life. The pain and heartache of dealing with these potentially disfiguring forms of acne cannot be overemphasized, but this does not take into account the emotional and psychological aspects that can lower quality of life and permanently destroy self-esteem. Acne conglobata. Acne conglobata is the most severe form of acne vulgaris. This form of extreme acne is generally characterized by the appearance of large and numerous nodules, often interconnected, along with widespread blackheads. Because these lesions can become ulcerated, they can cause severe, irrevocable damage, even disfiguring scarring to the skin. Acne conglobata is commonly found on the face, chest, back, buttocks, upper arms, and thighs. The age of onset for acne conglobata is usually between 18 and 30 years of age, and it is more likely for males to get the condition than it is for females. It should also be noted that acne conglobata can stay active for many years, lying dormant until something causes it to resurface. As is true with all types of acne, the cause of acne conglobata is not known. Acne fulminans. This type of severe acne is actually an abrupt onset of acne conglobata that typically afflicts young men. The symptoms of the severe nodule cystic, often ulcerating acne, are readily apparent. As with normal cases of acne conglobata, the lesions cover large portions of the extremities and the facial region, including the disfiguring scars that can eventually develop. Yet what makes acne fulminans unique is that it also includes fever symptoms, aching of the joints, particularly the knees and hips, and varying degrees of weight loss that depend upon the individual. Gram-negative folliculitis. Gram-negative folliculitis is a form of extreme acne caused by an inflammation of the follicles that is caused by bacterial infection. This condition is characterized by pustules and cysts. It has been determined in some cases of the disorder that its development is caused by a complication resulting from a long-term antibiotic treatment of acne vulgaris. The reason that this form of acne is called gram-negative relates to the fact that gram is a type of blue stain used for laboratory testing for microscopic organisms. Bacteria that do not stain blue are referred to as gram-negative. Like other forms of extreme or severe acne, gram-negative folliculitis is a rare condition, and we do not know whether it is more common in males or females, as it has been documented in both. Pyodermal facial. This type of severe acne affects only females, usually between the ages of 20 to 40 years of age. It is characterized by large, painful nodules, pustules, and sores that may leave scarring. Forming abruptly, pyoderma facial may occur on the skin of a woman who has never had acne before. Generally, this type of extreme acne is confined to the face, and though it usually does not last longer than a year, it can cause a great deal of damage in a very short time.